What's this talk about aura?
Aura.
Aura.
What aura?
Aura.
This is avatar.
No. See, A-U-R-A. Aura.
What's
character aura?
Aura. Or is that stuff on Twitter about
aura? Yeah, that's stuff on Twitter.
Man, I don't get it, actually. I don't think I would want to get it.
They say it's like the feeling or presence the character gives, but that can be easily fabricated.
It's just based on feeling, guys. It's not based on anything factual.
Technically facts made from anime and power scaling and stuff like that.
It's based on your own feelings, it's not based on the anime itself. It's just based on what you feel whenever the character shows up.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Like, if Escanor shows up, oh shit, that guy totally lights up the room and all, then, I don't know, has more aura, I guess.
But if you want to put someone like Escanor and, what do you call this nigga? Gojo. Is aura actually still depends on gender, too.
What?
if he has a group of girls, who has more aura between Gojo and... What is it? Escanor. Obviously, to be Gojo. Yeah. If you have a group of guys, now what do you feel? Who has more aura between Gojo and, let me say, Aqua? No. This one from I'm Overlord.
Who is that?
The second in command. The one with the wings. The succubus.
What's
her
name?
The succubus. Her or Gojo. I'm pretty much sure everyone will not go for Gojo.
Yeah.
No, let's just give it a good 59% go for well, ha.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
Or Darkness from Konosuba.
That has some serious aura right there. She's seeming with aura, guys.
Packing a lot of aura.
God damn it. Aura. When did it start?
I really don't know. I feel like someone will walk up on there and just be like, all these things, everything is just old, you know.
See, power skill. I'm tired of the regular power skill. Let's just turn it up. Let's just see,
this character gives this certain vibe. If this guy character has this vibe more than this guy, this other character's vibe, then he wins in aura, I guess. It's dumb. It feels like you're going to do some horoscope type shit inside anime.
Horoscope. It's like a popularity pool, sort of.
Yeah, it technically is a popularity
pool. Okay, just take it off of popularity pool now. Just think of every single anime that they did a popularity pool in and just base it off of that.
But again, it's not really popularity in a way, because now you can see in a popularity pool for One Piece now, let's say. Who win first? Not really Luffy win first, but shall I say Zoro? Zoro can win first. Now, if you now come between Zoro and let me just play. Who's that?
That's number 3 in that Baroque Works or whatever.
Yeah, I'm supposed to remember something from all the way back.
Oh no, and that character leaves a trace in my mind. Yeah, I like that guy.
Let's look for someone else. Okay. They do a popularity pose.
The Flamingo.
But yes, let's go for Zoro and Doflamingo. Now, if you're going to choose between those two now, who has more aura? How would they be able to put it? In a popularity poll now, Zoro will obviously win more, will be higher than Doflamingo. But now they'll talk about aura now. It'll come modded in a way, because
it's like who has more. Okay, I won't say villainous intent.
It's not villainous. Aura, exactly. Technically, to them, aura is not villainous intent. It's the presence the character gives. So that's all we're going with now. So if we're going to give between those two.
Okay, let's put it this way. Who has more screen time?
Who doing screen time? Like, there was a whole arc dedicated to.
Yeah, exactly. Doflamingo's arc. After whatever his arc, what's his name? His arc. Who had more screen time? Was it Doflamingo or was it someone else?
Still Doflamingo now. It's basically the arc about him.
But he didn't have that much screen time. I mean, they have the whole Colosseum part of it. Luffy was there.
Those are the main cast. You're supposed to move the whole why am I confused today? You want to remove the whole cast, the main cast of the show, out of the show, and put a bad guy as the main cast of the show.
But there was Okay, wait. Was it a separate bad guy that was in that arc? Like some warlord or some...
I don't know, henchmen.
Screw the henchmen, man. I mean, like some marine or warlord that came in.
I can't really remember.
Because that was like have more aura, apparently.
Right? Exactly. This aura thing is not even straightforward.
It's not straightforward. I'm trying to make sense out of it.
It's a dumb thing created by someone on, I don't know, Twitter or... Who knows where is TikTok at this point? I'm tired.
You're just hating a
baby. I just
what was it last time?
I just want to watch anime and
Black Clover, yeah.
I just want to watch anime and read manga in peace. I'm tired of bullshit everywhere.
Yeah, I just go off the grid, yeah. Leave Twitter.
But go off the grid, people get drilled. I'm here to lead the way,
what,
you know?
What the hell?
I'm like Moses, I'm passing all the bullshit out of the way. God damn it. But seriously, why aura? Why would you think of such a thing as the form?
I mean, there was no other thing. What would they think of? I don't know.
At this point, I feel like new gens are just trying to form new things to be like, I did this first.
Yeah, they've been in the game for this entire time. I have this much knowledge of anime now.
No, I feel like
power system.
I feel like, yeah, that. But they also, the part that they could be, they accept the fact that they have not been in the game long enough. But now I'm in the game, I'm here to change something. I'm here to improve and make things better. By bringing in takes, no, everyone's afraid to say. And yeah, everybody's afraid to see.
Because if it's not broke, don't fix it. That's just the damn thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Fucking hell, man. It's just crazy, man. Anything they touch turns to shit. It's...
Man, having their hands on anime now is just...
It's just becoming dirty. I feel like this all started after our lockdown. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of things happened during lockdown. Good things, bad things.
At this time, the bad thing is lasting.
Oh damn. But overall, at least we have anime everywhere now. We're getting a lot more animes. A lot more animes.
A lot. Like new like reboots of some past anime, like that Kenshin.
Kenshin. I don't know why they even do reboots in the first place. Does it just make them look new?
Yeah, I think it just made them look new.
I think it's that basically, but if you think about it in another sense, it's trying to revive, or let's just say now there's a new wave of new people that are watching anime now. The old ones that we all watched before, not really old ones that I've not really watched either. Those really old ones, like now Kenshin for instance, now that were a hit that time, they're trying to bring it back to this time, which they're kind of sure it can still also be a hit because it's a classic and people that watch the classic will hype it up that
for
it's
the
a
new
classic.
Guys watch
it's a classic and the other and new guys are like, oh, it's looking old, I can't watch it and some other stuff like that. So yeah, that's probably what a reboot is. So why a reboot is done, maybe to change up some scenes or
make it look
clean,
just make it look sharp and more
appealing
animations. Like, just Bleach now. This came back from the past. It's a blast from the past, okay? Bleach came back and went higher than what it ever was before.
It's just funny to see that the same studio that made Bleach is the same studio that made Boruto.
Yes, it is. Like, no, the budget shifted. Let's just put it that way. The budget shifted from Boruto. Like, they saw Bleach coming up. Alright, go shift our men to this side. All your niggas stay at this side.
No.
You remember?
The main guys that work on everything, the project in the studio, moved to Bleach side. They were doing their shit. While the apprentices and people that are just starting up just went to Boruto and just played around. That's how we got an episode of Sasuke fighting dinosaurs.
It was so disappointing, guy. When I didn't want to watch that thing. I saw like the preview.
I was seeing you on Twitter. I was like, why?
I was heavily disappointed. I saw it on one Crunchyroll show like this, and it was just, I didn't want to watch it. It was in front of me playing, but nah. I said, no, I'm not going to waste my time, five minutes of my life watching Sasuke fight dinosaurs.
I don't know how they made the story reach that level. So what, he went back in time.
Where did dinosaurs come from?
I don't know, back in time.
Some niggas Jitsu, dinosaur, no Jitsu or what?
Oh, God fucking knows, yeah, but seriously. After I saw that, I just, I gave up. Before, I was having this little hope for Boruto anime, but I just gave up after that. I was like, they couldn't go lower than this. They possibly couldn't go lower.
You know, my benchmark for like the worst episode of Boruto was when there was a whole episode of Mitsuki just finding a cat. That was my former benchmark, but this is my current benchmark. Sasuke fighting Velociraptors, guy. This is it. Even if we'll say it with the worst episode of Boruto, that is it.
Honestly, guy.
Why? Who knows in future if Sienna was what's the episode?
I don't know, it depends. I don't think the anime should be coming back anytime soon now. Or anytime at all. Unless they want to be doing this weird game of manga drops, animate manga, wait for manga.
I know.
And Boruto is like monthly now.
Yeah, Boruto is monthly.
So yes, what the hell is that? You're getting one episode per month.
What kind of bullshit is that? Tops, like monthly, but the number of pages are much. Like
even if it's much, that can work for like a good one episode.
One or two. Okay, yeah, that's true.
One episode for 20 minutes and animation and video itself is faster than when you're reading.
You know, they can do something like this. They'll put canon and filler in the same episode. But you see, you go according to the manga with the first part, then the next part after the break, it now goes to filler. Then at the ending, now goes to the preview of the canon in the next episode.
God, what the fuck is that?
That makes complete. This is something they would do. Ah. It's possible. It's possible.
It's weird.
Like, it would be canon, but they're not prolonging the damn thing. Like, if they're supposed to, like, from one scene to another scene, they will show the middle of when they're traveling to that other scene.
That's a waste of budget.
It's a waste of budget.
It's a waste of money, guy.
But you know, they can even out the budget, you see. The canon gets the budget. The filler does it.
How would that work out? That sounds time consuming. Yeah. I won't even watch it because it would be weird. It's just, I don't think the anime is going to come back.
I'm not pitching ideas for Boruto at this point. Boruto can do what the hell you want.
The ideas you're giving is not ideas that will help them. It's ideas that will make things worse for them.
Well, I think they're very past that benchmark already.
At least they will. At this point, there's a redemption arc for them, Sha. As long as this new time skip doesn't get fucked up, they should be able to redeem themselves, hopefully.
Imagine anyone missing that time.
No. You know what? I've imagined them actually animating.
What?
Kagurabuchi. No. Seriously. I actually saw this picture. I know it's just someone that probably drew it or colored it or something, but it looked like the person was watching it on a laptop.
What?
Exactly. Just picture that the guy's face, but colored and looking like it was animated by. Let's see. Foldable, no. What's 8-1 or something?
No, okay.
Just at least having color, sha.
Yeah.
This shinyish color, almost like how Jujutsu looks like. So let's just say Mappa, sha. So yes, having color and clean looking like glass in a little bit shiny.
What are you emphasizing on the shiny part?
I don't know. I'm just trying to give you a clear picture, but like that
seems too clear at this point.
Reflective, in fact.
Yes.
But yes, his face with color and everything. And yeah, someone's now like, I just started this new anime. Hope he has potential. I mean, hope it's good or something like that. Blah, blah, blah.
And it's the Kagurabuchi guy.
Yes. This point, people are going crazy.
See, if you don't know what Kagurabuchi is, it's a manga that literally just came out. Its first chapter just came out. Like a couple of weeks back or yeah.
Is that how to explain it? I feel like the best way to explain it is if you don't know Kagurabuchi, you should know that it's a manga that didn't have one chapter out, but yes, it got more popularity than
it's like comparing to
that almost everything known. It got popularity like an anime that ongoing currently. With the likes of Bleach and everything going on.
Berserk.
Right.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, I've not even got to the comparing parts. That was just the beginning. The popularity of it skyrocketed like crazy. I don't even know how how much and why they're gassing it so much up. But yeah, it has that much popularity. Then now we're going to the comparison. First off, I feel like this started off with one person.
One tweet.
Just carrying the picture.
Spread.
The greater than sign.
And just look for any popular thing. Slapped it on
there. To this day, I'm sure that greater than sign is going to cause a war in the anime community. One day, it's going to cause a war. So they carry the picture of it, just put a greater than sign, and just put anything. At this point, anything. Things that actually might be true, things that might not be true.
See, you see, the picture of the Karabuchi, greater than sign, your best anime, straight up.
Yeah, actually, that's how it really goes at this point. Because this thing doesn't have one chapter out. At that moment, it's a dump shot. But now it has one chapter out.
And everyone just emphasizing on that one chapter. It's just few pages. I don't think it's up to 30.
It comes back to this stupid, to these facts about everybody just trying to jump on every new thing that's out now. So try and get a head start on, I found this good stuff first before you, and I know it's good, and your taste is trash.
Yeah. So hence a new gen.
Exactly. Basically a new gen. I was just trying to imagine those days when I wasn't really on Twitter, and everything was probably chill at the time. And I hope sure it was chill, yeah, but I feel like Twitter has always been that crazy place. But yeah, everything was chill, and you just watch your anime, read your manga, enjoy yourself. Feel like it's only you that found that manga, anime, and watched it and enjoyed it. Then maybe you end up seeing someone saying he's watched it too, and I'm like, oh, okay, you watched something good.
You have watched greatness.
Then someone not like it wasn't, they didn't enjoy it, then you have to like try to understand why they didn't enjoy it. Then it ends there. One or two disagreements here and there, and that's how it goes. Or fights, Naruto battles, and
okay, once the disagreements, like that. You might block someone, but who knows?
Who's blocking anyone?
You might block someone, it might make someone your potential wife in future, who knows?
I feel like you're telling a story about
this. This is a very sad story.
Anyway, those peaceful times, you know, Naruto battles in class, being not knowing what's going on.
Yes.
But that's the most lost I've ever been in anything anime, Naruto battles. Because there's this huge gap in between me watching Naruto, which I'm pretty much sure everything happened in.
Yeah, that's
me not understanding anything that moment. They'll just start this weird battle and I don't even understand what's going on.
Exactly.
Bringing abilities I never knew existed in the whole verse. But later on, you get used to it and enjoy watching.
Actually, from them battling, you learn something and actually know their abilities.
Yeah, that was going on there. It's part of one of those few things. Everything was chill that time, actually. Yeah. Unlike now, any small thing that comes up. Just look at this Jujutsu episode that came out recently. What happened, Seth? Just, I don't know whether it's just a split second in animation that's when Yuji was fighting this grasshopper and he went blurry, or it looked like all these JoJo movements where Star Platinum and what's the Dio's
World
are fighting. That's my name.
The world, yeah, the world. Yes, it is.
Oh, he shouts that and the world pauses. I don't think that's stand. Is that a stand?
Is that a stand? That's a stand.
I don't think that's a stand.
That's a freaking stand, man.
Anyway, when the two of them are punching and there's this weird... Or let's just go with Dragon Balls. When they're just punching randomly, it's just fists flying and characters.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah, I think for one split second it looked like that and it was like weird anyway. Before you know it, that split second got cut out of the whole freaking episode and everyone just kept on saying, oh, what's up with the animation here and shit like that. It's just... This console.
I actually don't like that. Are you seeing the amount of things MAPPA are holding?
Yeah.
At least allow them to have a floor. One episode down.
That's exactly why I didn't want them to like be doing a lot of things. Because now that they're doing a lot of things now, there's the tendency of them just making, just not putting as much effort in one little tiny scene like as that.
Exactly.
When I need to, everybody just be like, oh, what's wrong with MAPPA here?
So much expectation.
You probably know who probably stayed up all night doing that shit. That little thing that just happened, probably maybe because the guy wanted to sleep or else.
Okay, maybe something. He spilled his coffee or had a bad day.
Just leave down there. As long as the whole thing is perfect, just continue going on. I mean, New Jeans. Calm the fuck down, for God's sake. Anyway, that's. I'm just tired of bullshit at this point, you know.
See, have you read that stuff?
Actually, I haven't read it. I looked at it. I just kept it in my library. Just one chapter. What am I doing? One chapter.
I mean, to know what the hell the hype's about.
I can't. You see, without one, I don't even need to see. At this point, I don't need to open that one chapter to know what
you read.
About.
The whole manga on Twitter.
I've seen the synopsis on Twitter. I've seen the whole chapters on Twitter. So at this point, just look at it myself. Just be like, man. That's it.
Yeah, there was this one scene of the manga with him in front of one mirror. He said that
every day I wake up.
Exactly, I see this
guy. I wake up with a fresh
new hatred. What of edgy ass line is that?
Bro, see, that character is the most generic shit you've ever seen.
It's a typical revenge manga, but everyone's hyping it.
I don't know, maybe because the guy look like Zoro. What does he look like? He looks like Zoro a little bit now. He has that Zoro face. But the eyes, two eyes are visible. And she's tough.
What's that? Okay, I get what you mean.
Like. One of Zoro's eyes not visible.
Well, clearly missing.
Like Naruto guy. Man, this reminds me of how easy they used to move eyes in Naruto guy.
They just slap the eye. They just slap it off, guy.
Hello, Madara did during that war against
Kuroi. Oh, I see you with your Sharingan. Ah, oh, come here.
Just move this off. Crazy man, but yeah, typical revenge manga. Well, what else am I adding to this?
He has a sword, yes,
and has ability that looks like Demon Slayer type of ability.
I don't think I've seen that, but sure,
I don't know if it's the ability or when of you know when you slice something, Demon Slayer, there's this either fire or water,
that kind of stuff.
He's on, I think I saw fish and water-ish type
fish.
Thing. I don't know.
Is it a freaking fisherman?
No.
Where's his backstory?
I've not read it.
Is it a farmer or something?
His backstory is his dad. What did his dad do to him again? Something shall with his dad. No. His dad killed or beat him up or killed somebody. But he wants the main revenge story is on his dad. And his dad is the one that gave him that sword and told him to come out. When you're ready, come and have revenge on me.
It's more than I thought. It just has to be worse than I thought. I thought it was just like him staying out after school playing ball in the field. And his dad came to pick him. He didn't go to the car early. Then his dad now flogged him and now said that come home on your own.
Again, this is smelling like a story of your life.
Shut the hell up.
But the revenge story is quite. It's just there. It's there.
It's like. I mean, even Masamune's revenge has a plot.
Chill. It's just one chapter. Let them.
Exactly. That's why I'm basing off one chapter. Everyone's basing it off one chapter. Actually, why can't I?
Actually, yeah, that's true. Let's behave like new gens.
Exactly.
For the rest of the episode. You see this one chapter, I see this. This manga going places. I mean,
it's so creative. Look at his art style.
Look at the character. Have you ever this character itself?
It's so unique.
The design.
I've never seen such.
Better than Boruto. Better than Bisek. The whole of Bisek's drawing.
Better
everything.
Than Juju.
There's no way. Best new gen.
Best new.
Ah, goodness. That's just basically how they do.
We don't get a strike for this episode.
But that's it. I don't see anything special in the story, huh?
There's
nothing special. No. Actually, there's nothing special in this thing. There's actually nothing special in this
thing. It's just a casual manga that just coming out.
I don't even know if they have powers or something, but just like using swords.
It's just using swords. It's basically only him I have seen.
Is it even supernatural? I need to read the synopsis. I feel like I saw demons. I don't know. At this point, demons is almost in everything that's coming
actually,
out at this point.
No, that is true. That is true. I'm seeing demons literally everything. Why are demons in Blue Lock?
I think there's something rooted in this
sports anime, guy. No, I just clicked to me. There are demons in Blue Lock.
inner demons.
Think about it.
Inner demons.
Same bloody thing. We suddenly see the physical and Batra's backstory. Yeah.
They have to show us it now. They have to show it to us because all it be like Batra just walking around looking at thin air, smiling like a crazy ass person. That's how he looked to the actual regular people. So but us, we have to see the demons so that we understand him and feel sympathy and not think he's crazy.
So then he looks like Juju.
Basically, you know,
some village, right? All right, yes.
But the demons knows everything.
Exactly. I think it started from Demon Slayer at this point.
At this point, everybody's trying to.
Demon Slayer is the catalyst of all this.
Is it
the catalyst of all?
Shut up! It's not even part of the Dark Trio or whatever they call it.
What?
Oh, you don't know what Dark Trio is?
What is that?
Dark Trio is Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, and this thing that just finished in Hell's Paradise.
Dark Trio. Why is it called that?
I feel like it's because it has to do with demon stuff. Oh, dark stuff.
Hell's Paradise doesn't really deal with dark stuff. It's just.
It's what?
About an island that's.
Mm-hmm.
That has some. Okay. They're not really demons. They're like,
let's just say not dark per se. Let's say supernatural stuff. And they are currently ongoing. So, yeah, that's.
Dark. Is it like blood or what?
No, I don't know. Dark trio. Dark supernatural trio.
Is what? It was supernatural.
I feel like that's just why it's like that. So, am I getting the wrong animes mixed up in a dark trio?
Maybe that's it.
I don't know. Maybe Hell's Paradise is the one that's out of place. But I know Jujutsu Kaisen is there. Chainsaw Man is there. What else came out that recent that's somehow around that level?
Demon Slayer.
Kakarabuchi.
Not Skitch. That came out like last week. What's there?
I mean, people have already started putting against everything. You might as well just take this space.
We'll take this space. Yeah. I can't remember any other thing that came out around that.
I don't think there's anything that should be fit that space.
Yeah, it's Hell's Paradise thing. But it's not really like demons, just like higher end beings that are above human level. They have like this power to them. It's not demons should develop. It's just like, how do I put this now? Yeah, like I said, higher end beings like that. That's
so basically Juju.
Yes,
basically. you see.
But they use this power like Tao, that's what it's called.
That's Chinese?
Yeah. It's like based off Chinese history. Something like that. Like the backstory of the whole thing, which is explained in the manga, which was later on in the manga. So this is technically a spoiler of the manga.
Spoiler, they explain it too.
Yeah,
they explain it. They explain it a little bit.
I didn't watch the anime, so it can't be there.
They explain it a little bit at the end, you know. Tao is like, I don't know, life essence.
Yeah, your life essence. The more you use it, the more of your life essence you use.
Yeah, and it has different effects on different people and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So yes, see? Supernatural stuff, Dark Trio. What was I even talking about if I hadn't jumped into Dark Trio? Yeah, demons are just in everything now.
Yes, they're also just in everything. Sports, anime, you soon say inside of life now. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. I know how to be a slice of life. My inner demon confessed to me and now I don't know what to do.
Concrete plus right there, guys. Straight up concrete plus.
That sounds... Actually, no, that sounds kind of interesting to watch. Just you just want to see how far they go with
actually,
that.
How far would they go?
Why would they think of it?
Why did you think of it?
I don't know. It's the same question you should be asking the same person that did redo of a healer. Why did he think of it? And why did he even get animated in the first place?
It's just based on luck at this point. He created it out of luck. He met an animator out of luck that animated it out of luck.
I feel like it's very, very a very conscious effort. I feel like he made that anime. That manga. Just... because he wanted to, then the real person we should be finding is the person that saw this and decided to animate it.
Yeah, that's the person I should hunt down at this point.
But both of them could still work out, man. Why did you create it and why did you animate it? You wanted the world to suffer, didn't you? Because you saw it. I know you read everything to the end. And you felt pain.
I feel like there are other mangas like that too. Like, maybe even worse than
so
that.
So what's that one just opening the gateway to all of them?
Nice, exactly.
And I don't want that gateway to be open.
That gateway will eventually be open, guys. The mass degeneracy in it, literally everyone in the anime universe now. In the anime dome, anime kingdom.
Kingdom. What do they call it? Kingdom.
I don't know. It's place, society, community. That's the word.
A kingdom. What the hell?
Yes.
What the hell?
The mass degeneracy is overwhelming. It's. I mean, you all calm our nut sacks down, man. So calm down.
Yeah. See, we should have just stick with talking about and just making Kagurabuchi look bad. Ah, you're talking about degeneracy and nuts.
I mean. It's part of the flow. It comes with the flow, you know.
Damn it.
See, this is what new genes calls.
They breathe in
clean air and breathe out shit.
Shit. Is it call it shit?
I think I'm just overemphasizing the fact.
But actually, I look forward to actually seeing where that manga will go. Even if I'm not really good. It's not really going to be something big I'll be hoping on reading every week.
I don't think I'm hoping on reading it at all.
Now I even think about it, Seth. How do mangakas keep up with that weekly stuff?
Yeah, weekly, man.
Because you have to draw, you have to edit. Oh, damn.
It's probably a try, have a team.
It's not one guy. Yeah. They have a team, but we really need to give them credit, actually. Even if stuff is bad.
Yeah,
it really unless it's something really bad, like as in the drawing is bad, story is bad, everything is bad,
I mean, if Exam had a manga that looked exactly like the, I don't understand how that would make sense, but stick with me here. Think about the animation of Exam put into manga. It's like, it would be like 2D circles and triangles stuff.
Will it?
It's bad CG, you know what I mean? Of course, but think of it in
manga. No. What if it's actually legit in manga?
Like full legit. On nice stuff,
nice drawing and everything.
Yeah, and it's just the animation studio I should look for.
No, it's Netflix that you should look for.
Actually,
was Netflix. See.
Don't Netflix. Pull this back on Netflix, guys.
I will pull it back on Netflix. The only good thing they managed to do. Jesus. The only good thing they have managed to do is, I don't know, some very few things which I don't want to give credit to them for, but it's not exactly them. It's not them. To me, I don't think it's them. I think it's the staff or whoever they hired to do whatever they did there, you know? But when it's a full blown bad, it's not the staff, it's
what
Netflix.
What the hell?
It's Netflix.
You are just on your period or something.
No. Being on your period doesn't lead to that. Watching anime from Netflix leads to that.
There we go again from Netflix.
Alright, back to what I was saying. We just need to actually appreciate some mangakas, actually, because they do a lot. They really do a lot, to keep up our weekly status quo and stuff like that. Because, for instance, Kagurabuchi, the drawing and everything, it looks pretty clean and decent.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of mangas like that, but the way it's going, if I don't know if the mangakas are really online, but I don't think they are really that online. Because if he was online, this is how he would have felt. I just dropped a picture cover for the anime, for the manga, and everybody loves it. He'll feel good. Stage one. Stage two. Now I have to actually drop the story and everything I have in my head, which I'm not sure of, but that everybody will like. I dropped the first chapter. Okay, it's accepted. All right, I think it's good. Then I continue from there. And who knows what will happen now? Because now he's just probably going to start trying to drop something, the main story he has in his head. Yeah. I'm not, okay, let's go. The state of him being online, okay, I'm dropping this story. Maybe you drop one chapter, then they'll start complaining about something in that chapter. Then he'll not try and see a way to try and refix it or make it how they want it to be. And that's how this constant editing will keep on happening in his head from the main story actually had in mind. Imagine if he actually wanted to start the chapter and that revenge boy ends up dying because he would think he's good enough after chapter 5 or so to go and meet his dad. And his dad just kills him. And now he's now the main story is not supposed to be, or the main manga is supposed to be about him.
Isekai.
Shut up. It's supposed to be about him being headless for a moment.
What the fuck?
So calm down, calm down. I'm cooking here.
Okay, keep on cooking. Don't burn.
It's maybe stories about just supposed to be about him being headless for a moment. Now, this girl finds him. Then he's now still angry and pissed off. But this girl is like this fun, loving, peace, loving character that's supposed to somehow change him. And during that change, he's going to find inner peace, which will end up making him stronger. We have to beat that later. But that's where the story is supposed to go. But now everybody's all gassing up, like, oh, look, this cool looking character and shit like that. Now, if I had that story in my head and everybody's gassing up this cool looking character and his ability already, I'll try and change not letting him die. And maybe meeting that girl, maybe just normally. And he's still normal. Maybe not going after his dad. Or maybe his dad will not kill him. They'll just beat him hard enough for him to run away somewhere. Stuff like that. So now this content edit will just keep on going on, and maybe the story he had in his head was going to end up building to something really good. But now the concern did not have this, make it have this weird fluctuation trying to please the masses and stuff like that.
Yeah, not have this solid foundation.
Yeah, it's now being very shaky and it's quite a lot. So I don't think mangakas are online, because if they're online and constantly see the hate and mostly hate. Yeah, their creations end up meeting. Shit, man.
It's complete chaos.
Me, I think this just comes from me watching Recreator. Recreator is just an anime that talks about, that shows the creators of the anime meeting their creation, real life, like come to life and meet them. Then a creation is not asking them, why do you create a world that is fucked up? Shit, and they're having to live through it and die almost every day and struggle and shit like that and see things happen. Just like that.
Wow, there's an anime like that.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So I'm like, it makes me now see how mangakas actually struggle and think of things like that. And a lot of influence coming to different type of things happening in their manga. So far, let's just see how Kagabuchi goes though. But like, I don't know, it can end up being good. But let them just let him cook, I guess.
He's going to cook.
Yeah,
he might not burn, he might burn, I don't know.
Same with Boruto.
My Tashi is
burnt. It's not burnt. Okay. It was burnt where Ikimoto was with it, but now since
Kishimoto is saved us some parts, now it's starting to cook again. Yeah. Meaning that he transferred what was left of Boruto's burnt fragments into a new pot, and now he's cooking. He added in spice, he added that meat, he added that. That's, I'm picking what he added from picking Maggie or something.
Maggie.
Yes, and now he is cooking. Let him cook.
I'll just see how he goes though. We'll see. You know, Kishimoto doesn't really have anything currently ongoing. That's a major. Yeah, it doesn't really have any major thing.
Just time.
Enough time to at least make things work out with the belts. Maybe he'll form a new belts jitsu or something like that.
Like, why everyone having belts now?
Yeah, belts. Alright, that's it for the episode. This has been Kagurabushi being the cause of a new rebellion.
This is like the cause of the fifth great ninja war.
Fifth? What happened to the fourth?
Oh, freaking god.
Okay, I think that was correct though. Fifth. Because the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Genius. Anyway. That's all for the episode. Be sure to check out our socials everywhere. Give us a follow, thumbs up, and
thumbs up. I like that. I like that.
Thumbs up for a good job, and yeah, we'll see you on the next one. I've been me,
and I've been cooking some nice indomie.
Let's not bring back that memory. We'll see you on the next episode. Ciao.